Hello, my name is Joshua Damas. Today, I'm kind of going to give you a little background of meditation. So just a little bit about me. I started my first meditation session back in high school. I was a sophomore, and you know, I was bored one summer, right? You know, you kind of have those times where you're bored, and you're kind of just looking for something to do. And I kind of stumbled upon meditation because I was kind of, you know, trying to find something to get more in tune with my spiritual self. So I found meditation, and at first I kind of didn't know what I was doing. So I did a little more research and I started finding out about mantras and how to open your chakras and, you know, just chakras in general. I didn't even know what a chakra was before I found meditation. But as time went on, I really learned about, you know, everything that really went into that. Right now, I am outside. It is nighttime. The stars are out, which is, always a great scene. So we're going to start with our meditation. All right. Now we're gonna go from bottom to top. Now, the first chakra is the root chakra. It gets its name because, you know, it's the lowest most chakra, and, you know, it's kind of where everything grows from. All right, and so we're gonna begin with opening this chakra. And so what you were hearing me say was the mantra for the root chakra. That's just something to actually get the chakra to activate and, you know, start actually, you know, getting that energy running through your body. The next one we're going to go to is the sacral chakra. This chakra usually has, you know, to deal with, you know, the lower nature, just like the root chakra, but a little bit higher, usually like sex, things like that. And so we're going to begin with this one. Vam. 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 And that was the sacral chakra. Also, you want to note the color. So the root chakra is red. The sacral chakra is orange. Now we're going to move on to the solar plexus. And you can imagine what this color would be. It would be yellow, you know, hence the name. And we're going to begin. Rah. All right, we're going to move on to the heart chakra now. It's yam. 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 And also, just a quick interjection, you want to note your breathing. You don't want to be breathing through your mouth. You want to breathe through your nose only. And when you're breathing, you just want to focus on your breath. You know, focusing on your breath in the mantra is going to allow you to stay focused. And don't get bothered when thoughts try to creep in. That's just our mind in general. Our mind is always going. So instead of, you know, when the thoughts come, focusing on the thoughts, just continue to focus on your breath and the mantra. And we're going to move on to the throat chakra. And by this point, you're almost done. You have two chakras left. You have the third eye chakra, and then you have the crown chakra. So these two almost sound similar, but there's a little bit of a distinction. So the third chakra, the mantra is Om. I think we've all heard Om when, you know, thinking of meditation. Well, Om is the mantra for the third eye chakra. So that's, I guess, you know, meditation is more often, you know, noticed through that mantra than anything. In the crown chakra, it's almost like an M sound, but kind of like dragged on. It's like ending with the G sound. And so these two chakras, I like these two in particular because, you know, these two deal with, you know, your higher self, you know, and in general, you know, clearing out your chakra is going to, you know, fill you with more energy. You'll feel more energetic, more alive. And I live by it. Just the way you become more focused right after a meditation session is amazing. And those are just my thoughts on meditation. And anybody who's thinking about getting started, I would recommend it to you. It will change your life.